Order, call the roll.
Trustee Healy?
Here.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Trustee Malani?
Here.
Trustee Compass?
Here.
Trustee Reardon?
Here.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Here.
Mayor Pikaw?
Here.
Please stand for the pledge.
I think we have Cub Scout troop to lead that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great job.
Great job, guys.
Thanks, guys.
First agenda item is approval of the February 17th, 2025 regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Katsinas.
I move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustee meeting of February 17th, 2025.
Second.
Any comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pikaw.
Aye.
Do we have any non-scheduled citizens and visitors for?
We have a Community Pride Award first.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Community Pride Award, D230 Gymnastics Team.
So it's my honor to welcome the District 230 Gymnastics team that so comprising of what folks from all three schools, correct? So from Sandberg, Andrew, and Stagg, and I know that you qualified for state. And how did you girls do? I think you finished sixth, correct? And also this was up at Palatine, so that's a huge accomplishment to qualify for state. I know a lot of us played high school sports, some of us at Sandberg, and we never got to go to a state competition anywhere. So it'll be something that that sticks with you the rest of your life. And girls, make sure that you thank your coaches for all the dedication that they have, and your parents, because you didn't get to be good at high school gymnastics without your parents giving you an awful lot of time, not just in high school, but all the way through grade school and everything else. So make sure that you thank them for all their efforts, because I'm sure it was many, many times and many meets that they went to. So congratulations, girls. You'll be proud of this your whole life, and we're proud of you, and we're very proud to give you this Community Pride Award to the D230 Girls Varsity Gymnastics Team, and it's presented in recognition of qualifying for the IHSA Girls State Gymnastics Finals.
How are you doing? For radio. You get out of the way.
You're not. I got this was said this morning.
All right. Oh, well. I was hopeful.
No, sometimes I was a two. It was like the same thing.
Yeah. You sure know how to clear a room.
I do.
All right, after almost inadvertently missing that, I will now move on to any non-scheduled citizens and visitors for agenda-specific public comment. Anyone here to talk? Okay. Next item, accounts payable, February 18th, 2025 through March 3rd, 2025.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Healy.
I move to approve the accounts payable February 18th, 2025, through March 3rd, 2025, in the amount of $3,320,658.68.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Consent agenda.
Consent agenda, item A, payroll for February 14, 2025 approval. Item B, disposal of police department electronic equipment recommended ordinance. Item C, Next Day Plus printer maintenance contract 2025. Item D, Lexapol three-year subscription purchase. Item E, RFP 25-012 Catalina Subdivision 2025 Water Main Project Phase 3 of 3 award. Item F, Office 365 SAAS data backup. Item G, Mindset Cisco phone system upgrade. Item H, Granicus three-year contract extension for Granicus software renewal subscriptions. Item I, George Brown Commons demolition and site restoration, ITB 25-008. Item J, Downtown Orland Park final plat of subdivision. Item K, Downtown Orland Park plat of vacation. I will entertain a motion to approve items A through D and F through K of the consent agenda.
So move.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
You want to vote on this next?
Yeah. Okay.
RFP 25-12 Catalina Subdivision 2025 Water Main Project Phase 3 of 3 award.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
I move to waive the competitive bidding process in favor of solicitation of competitive proposals and to approve and authorize the execution of an agreement between the Village of Orland Park and Aries Incorporated of Joliet, Illinois, as the lowest qualified responsive proposal received for RFP 25-012 Catalina Subdivision 2025 Water Main Improvements Project for a cost of $9,661,051 plus a contingency of $500,000 for a total not to exceed price of $10,161,051 and authorize village manager to sign all related contracts subject to village attorney review and authorize village manager to approve change orders within the authorized amount.
Second.
Any comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
I abstain. I have a business relationship with a contractor.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Next item, Recon 180, use of force simulator purchase.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Milani.
Move to approve the waiver of the competitive bid process and authorize the approval and execution of a sole source vendor contract with TI Training Corp for a purchase of the Recon 180 use of force training simulator at a cost not to exceed $89,600 per the quote dated February 3rd, 2025, and to authorize the village manager to execute all related contracts subject to village attorney review.
Second.
Do we have a presentation on this or? No. Okay. Any comments? I do have some comments to make here. I want to recognize the entire board for their continued commitment to our officers. Beyond ensuring that our officers receive the highest pay raises in the village and remain among the highest paid in the Chicagoland area, they provided critical resources, including just in the last couple of years, state-of-the-art tasers, upgraded duty weapons, riot helmets, gas masks, and lighter body armor, body-worn cameras, riot shields, rifle plates, vest carriers, and new exercise equipment for their weight room. Also, unmarked SUVs for the detectives and establishment of a peer support team, and also AEDs and cell phones in every beat car. Doesn't happen without the board. We're very happy that we could provide our officers this, the most state-of-the-art use of force simulator, which goes into the new firing range and training center that we're building as well, which should be operational by early summer. The results of these efforts speak for themselves, and the efforts, of course, of our entire department. We've got the lowest index crimes over the last 6 years of the previous 31, lowest violent crime rates for cities over 50,000 residents in Illinois for at least the past 5 years. In 2024, we ranked Orland Park ranked second lowest in property crime rates among the 360 largest U.S. suburbs and fifth lowest in violent crime. Orland Square Mall is now the safest mall in Chicagoland, and Orland Park was named the safest city in Illinois in 2020 and the eighth safest small city in the U.S. in 2021. I want to thank Chief Rossi again for making this happen. I also want to specifically recognize Chief Rossi and Deputy Chief West, as well as Deputy Chief Rafferty for all their hard work over the last year and a half, 2 years, to make all this happen. So thank you, guys. Call the roll. Oh, go. Trustee Reardon, you have something to say?
Yeah, I'm just going to add that this is a fantastic training resource for us, and I've been involved in the previous life with the county and use of force training and injury officers and lawsuits that develop by use of force are rampant. And this very meaningful will pay for itself 10 times over with us with being, you know, training to the top of the line. And so this is a great resource for our department. You know, very, very, very happy to see you going with that team.
Call the roll.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Campos.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pikow.
Aye.
Next, 143rd Street widening, Wolf Road to Southwest Highway, Phase 2, Final Design Engineering Services, Contract Amendment, Change Order Number 2, and Addendum B.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Radiszewski.
I move to approve and authorize the execution of change order number 2 and addendum B to the original contract dated August 16, 2022 with Trans Systems Corporation of Schaumburg, Illinois for the 143rd Street widening from Wolf Road to Southwest Highway Phase 2 design engineering services to increase the total not to exceed contract amount by $1,495,801 to $7,020,786 for the work outlined in the proposal dated January 27, 2025, and authorize the village manager to execute all related contracts subject to village attorney review.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
I abstain. I have a business relationship with a contractor.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Campos.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Mayor Pikow.
Aye.
Third Street widening, Metro agreement for railroad crossing improvements and engineering reimbursement.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Katsinas.
I move to approve and authorize the execution of the attached Metro agreement for a total not to exceed amount of $50,000 for the work outlined in Metro's agreement and authorize the village manager to execute all related agreements subject to village attorney review.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Campos.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pikow.
Aye.
...2025 Centennial Park West and Taste of Orland Park Artists.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Campos.
I move to approve authorizing the village manager to negotiate and execute contracts, including associated riders and deposit payments with artists and artist agents for the Centennial Park West Concert Series and the 2025 Taste of Orland Park, subject to the following conditions. Number one, the total compensation for any individual act, including the performance fees and rider costs, exceeds $25,000, but remains within the budgeted amounts approved by the village board for recreation and parks. Number two, the village manager is authorized to finalize and execute contracts for entertainment acts that align with the village's approved budget and overall event planning objectives. Number three, to allow for timely booking and execution of contracts while ensuring flexibility in event promotion, village board's approval of the recreation and parks budget shall constitute sufficient authorization for the village manager to enter into agreements without requiring further board action on individual contracts. Four, the village board shall retain full discretion over the timing of public announcements regarding contracted acts. Number five, the village manager's authority under this motion does not extend to the independent selection of entertainment acts. This authorization shall remain in effect for the duration of the planning and execution of the 2025 Centennial Park West Concert Series and the 2025 Taste of Orland Park unless modified or rescinded by the village board, and to authorize the village manager to execute all related contracts subject to village attorney review.
Second.
And just so everybody understands, this is so that Jim has the authority of these acts. We have to book them pretty quick. And it's extend offers pretty quick. It gives him the opportunity to do that. If he has to go to the board, we basically won't get these acts, and they'll be gone by the time we meet. So, and he's going to stay within the budget and all of that, so shouldn't be a problem. Any other comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pikow.
Aye.
Amend Title 7, Chapter 4, Number of Class A Liquor Licenses Ordinance.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Milani.
Move to adopt an ordinance entitled An Ordinance Amending Title 7, Chapter 4 of the Orland Park Municipal Code regarding the available number of liquor licenses issued by the Village of Orland Park, Cook and Will Counties, Illinois.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pikow.
Aye.
Do we have any non-scheduled citizens and visitors for public comment on items relevant to village business? Anyone care to talk? Okay.
Anyone? Board comments. Trustee Reardon. Trustee Healy.
I would just like to say that we pray for peace in the Middle East and in Ukraine. I hope they can come to some agreement in both areas. Thanks.
Trustee Radiszewski.
I just want to say congratulations to the gymnastics team on their Community Pride Award.
Trustee Katsinas.
I also do want to say congratulations to D230's gymnastic team. It seems like the challenge, the bar is set a little bit higher every year, and they are up to their A game. Couldn't be more proud of them. I'd also like to say to thank you to our village engineer, Krasheed. I thank you for all your efforts in obtaining grants. I think you're the village's grant king. It might be one of them, let's say. But I always appreciate your diligence and willingness to look and undercover, you know, try to unturn all stones to try to get grants to help with our road improvements. So thank you very much to you and your staff.
Trustee Milani.
I was expecting a history lesson on Casimir Pulaski today from Bill. But
me too.
Kind of left out here a little bit, but hey. So happy Casimir Pulaski Day. Looking ahead towards spring, as Trustee Reardon mentioned, we have an event scheduled for April 12th. Our Lucky Egg Hunt is coming up. It'll be at 10 a.m. on Saturday, April 12th at Centennial Park. So hope to see a cast of children out there. It's always a full house, so looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll get good weather again this year. So. Looking forward to that. And as you heard, we're starting to look ahead to our Centennial Park West concerts and getting those planned for everybody. So looking forward to those as well, because it's always a great time. So thank you.
Trustee Compass.
So as we close tonight, I want to extend warm wishes to all those in our community that are celebrating the holiday, Ramadan Mubarak. May this month bring you peace, reflection, and blessings. And once again, congratulations to the District 230 gymnastics team for their outstanding achievement. their dedication and hard work continue to make Orland Park proud. It's really great to see all of them in today. I know it's still a bit cold out, but that's not stopping our team from preparing for a very busy summer, and so it's a little bit fun to look ahead to the warmer weather. Our Public Works team has been making great progress with new lighting at John Humphrey Ball Field, scheduled for completion by April 1st. We have ongoing improvements at the Police Department Training Center, which we talked a little bit about today. Additionally, our Recreation and Parks team is gearing up for the season, with the Centennial Park Aquatic Center actively preparing for summer operations. And Director Piattoni has already told me that they are still looking for lifeguards. So if you have a teen, or if you are a teen that happens to watch Village Board meetings, that might happen, I don't know. It's a great program, both for learning and earning some money over the summer. So I really would highly encourage you to reach out to Recreation and Parks for that. Plans are also underway for our first ever Food Truck and Touch a Truck Fest at Centennial Park West on June 12th. The event will feature a great lineup of food vendors, including Cousins Maine Lobster, Pierogi Squad, Salubria Stop, Travelin' Tom's Coffee, TCBY, Nikki V's, and Kona Ice. It's shaping up to be a fantastic evening for families to enjoy great food, live music, and a hands-on experience with various vehicles on display. And lastly, thanks to the $600,000 state grant, we will be moving forward with our all-inclusive playground at Schuessler Park, ensuring a space where all grandchildren can play. So thank you to all those that were involved with that. And thank you, have a great evening.
And Jim, before I comment, budget in brief, did it go in the mail? Okay, so I'd encourage everyone, the budget in brief is fantastic, great work everyone to get that done. Lots of really good information. If there's one thing you wanna read about the village and what's happening, what's going on and in your neighborhoods, it talks about the roads program, it talks about everything. The parks that are being done this year, you can see everything that's being done. It goes to every household. If you say you're not being informed by the village, you're not reading that, because that tells you everything for every department. So please read that. For those of you in the area of Wolf Road and 171st, roughly, you know about the issue that's going on, because you should have gotten a letter from us on Wednesday at 11 o'clock. So I encourage people to go there, if you're available, to go there at a show of force, because we do not want for all intents and purposes, a junkyard going into where the old bus station is. The village, we've passed an ordinance against this. I will be there to speak. I encourage all of you to come. Not necessary for all of you to speak so much, but if you want to, feel free to step up and speak as well. There's no reason for Cook County to be doing something that's so against our comprehensive plan. So hopefully their zoning board passes that along and does not pass the project. So, but we're doing everything we can to stop that. In my closing comments, I've noted before that this is silly season. So a couple of weak issues came up this weekend. Something I also spoke about several weeks ago were rumors regarding the fire district. Well, again, these rumors about merging, there's more of these rumors out there, merging the fire district with the Tinleaf Park Fire District. As I've said before, that's not true. Mayor Glatz of Tinleaf Park has said there's no interest, and it's not true. The Orland Park Fire Protection District is a separate taxing body from the village, and we have no control over it, so it's just simply not true. These lies are being perpetuated by the usual suspects. Jerry Gorman has called residents of Crystal Tree and Silo Ridge to spread these rumors. I know that personally because they've called me and told me. These are the only calls that I'm aware of. Those two subdivisions, I haven't heard of anything anywhere else. The Gormans and their henchman Mike Henry use fake accounts to spread these rumors. Some of these fakes, just so people know, include George Simpson, Sean Morris, Frank from Crystal Tree, Jake Simpson, Terry McEdwards, Larry Porter, and Mike Smith, who has been writing articles on the patch. So you need to be aware of this. These are fake information trying to drive you to make decisions that are in their interest, not yours, okay? Additionally, there was another nasty robocall this weekend. Over the past 8 years, I rarely comment on these calls, and there have been over 125 of them that I know about. However, I've consistently commented on these calls when they attack our village employees or directly attack the village itself. In this case, these calls targeted our police chief, Eric Rossi. And as a reminder, the village has ongoing civil suit against the aforementioned Mike Henry for these robocalls. I will reiterate what I said earlier, that none of the outstanding performance of our police department and lowest crime in the last 6 years out of the last 31 would have been possible without the incredible leadership of Chief Rossi, Deputy Chief Rafferty, and former Chiefs McCarthy and Mitchell, as well as former Deputy Chiefs Mitchell and West. This is just another dishonest and fabricated attack on Chief Rossi. I commend him for staying strong and committed to Orland Park, our residents, and the department, and with all that you've had to endure. I also want to thank our village board for standing by him and by our department and supporting their integrity and their leadership. So thank you guys. A reminder that these people that are doing this, they want to create division, anger, and strife for their own personal gain. They're bringing their Chicago machine mentality to Orland Park. This is my hometown. I think I'm the only one here on this board that grew up here. And I'll continue to fight their efforts to divide us and damage the village. This was a great place to be raised, a great place to raise my kids, and I intend to keep it that way. That's why we've invested in our police department, and we have new everything, and we have an incredible training facility and training equipment, and just tonight we approved the use of force simulator. That's also why we've invested so much in our roads, dropping from over 40% in poor condition when I arrived to less than 17% now. That's why we've invested in our parks. Before I arrived, we fixed 10 parks in the previous 20 years. And after this year, we will have renovated 36 of our 55 playgrounds in the last 5 years, plus a complete renovation of John Humphrey Complex, the amazing transformation of Schuchler Park, and the construction of a premier music venue benefiting Orland Park in Centennial Park West. But even more importantly, it's why we celebrate our community, like honoring the District 230 gymnastics teams for their accomplishment. Remember what Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. Every day, Chief Rossi, former Deputy Chief Brian West, and this board demonstrate that doing nothing is not an option, but standing for something is. I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
I move to go into executive session for A, discussion of the minutes of closed meetings, B, pending litigation against, affecting, or on behalf of the village, or when found by the board that such action is probable or imminent.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pikow.
Aye. Go to executive session.